You're listening to Wisdom of One. How's that make you feel? Nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You got a charisma of 20, but a wisdom of one.
Kaylee walks up behind you.
What's going on? Why are they flashing lights? It makes me a little dizzy.
I don't know. I'm just trying to talk to him, but he just makes noises, so...
Runnus.
Do I hit him with my hammer? What's going on?
Wait.
I know how to communicate with them. They like lights and colors.
Yeah.
It's time for color spray! Color spray! It's time for color spray! Color spray!
And so I cast Color Spray on Dagon.
On me.
You're trying to communicate. I'm helping you communicate.
Okay. Isn't there a they go blind aspect to Color Spray?
Yeah. I'm going to be blind.
No, because I'm aiming it at Dagon. I'm not aiming it at them.
Oh, right. But I mean, is there a chance Dagon goes blind?
Yeah, he certainly does go blind.
Yeah, see, I don't really care. It's fine. He can get blind. I'm not really bothered by that.
Yeah, but look up the actual spell.
I'm looking.
Yeah.
It's a cone. Oh, 6d10 hit points. It's how many creatures the spell can affect.
Okay. Yeah,
but I just want... It's just...
Just on Dagon, okay.
Just on Dagon, you know, because I'm polite.
So, Dagon, you are suddenly fabulous. You have a discotheque living on your skin, just spraying colors and little arcs.
Especially since I already lit him up.
Yeah. Dagon, do a charisma save.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm good at that one.
Charisma save.
That's a minus two.
All right.
I have a 7 charisma because I'm pretty. So I got a 9, which means 7.
Okay. So you stand up and open your arms and they all cover their face and step back and go sounds. And one of them is stumbling around in a circle. One of the spear holders has dropped their spear and is clutching their head. Go.
Awesome. Great. Way to turn neutral people into instant enemies by being...
No, you have truly communicated your essence. Now they understand.
Yeah, okay.
But... The initial one that was reaching out to you and pat you on the shoulder cocks its head and is obviously observing you and again pats you on the shoulder and goes... And has not turned around and run away. And then he turns his back to you and flashes a bunch of colors at the other group. And they calm down and they are packing up their clothes. And he pulls on your arm a little bit, beckoning you to follow.
Are you going to go to your forever home?
Okay, so I follow him.
Have you been spayed or neutered? That's really the important part.
Have you had your shots?
I mean...
So Kaylee is like, are you sure you want to go with them? They don't seem awful, but we don't know what they want, right? So
it's okay.
I mean,
you'll make great pets.
Runnus is far behind clanking away. So Skankra, where are you in that mix?
Oh, I'm just going to like hang back a little bit. I'll be back with Runnus.
Okay.
I don't know, Kaylee. What do you think? They don't seem... bad. Maybe they've seen something.
They acted afraid when you came down all pink and sprayed color everywhere, so that seems reasonable. Mm. Also, you're a little creepy. Nothing personal.
When you charged them at full volume, grunting in dwarf.
And glowing pink. They don't seem bad. Those spears look like they could do something to you, but they didn't. So yeah, let's give it a try. I can't imagine the blind dwarven wizard guy would get along with these people, though, right?
Exactly. So, you know... The people that don't like the people that you don't like is good.
Wow.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Yes.
The pet of my enemy is my pet.
So, Scott, what did you roll on that dialogue?
Dagon would, like, not necessarily remember that, you know, saying or something.
Yeah, Dagon obviously thinks in overall shapes.
Yeah.
But the details are missed, but the overall shape is fully thought out.
Right.
He's like W.
Yeah.
Point is, a fooled man can't get fooled again.
I think in shapes. I'm a really good thinker in shapes. Colors, objects,
and orders of objects.
Okay, so Skankrug, you thought you heard a noise, and you spun around really quickly towards Runnus, and Runnus puts his hands up and is like,
what? What's going on?
But there's nothing really there, but you do feel a tingle in the back of your brainstem. You're not sure what that is.
Meanwhile, I'm going to put my hand firmly onto the crystal that the evil wizard stole and hold onto it very carefully in my hand.
Okay, so the creatures lead you on about a 5-minute walk through a path that has been worn through the bioluminescent mushrooms. Some of these mushrooms are very large, the size of trees.
Mm. You could probably eat one.
It leads to a village. Stone huts. They all seem to be up off the ground about 10 or 15 feet off the ground, almost like there's like flooding that takes place, and so they have to have their constructions up a little higher. But it's a moderate village, and you see young versions of these creatures poking their heads out through the windows of their huts, and mother figures pulling them back in, flashing lights at them, telling them not to look at strangers, I guess.
Oh, look at the fabulous dwarf.
It just colors everywhere. Everything is colors.
It's like a walking circus.
So they come to this rope ladder that leads up to a rather nice stone hut, and they climb up, and the one that has been communicating with you pulls your arm and gestures for you to follow up the rope ladder. Doop, 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 climbs up. Do you follow, or?
I follow.
I want to take a quick survey of the area for, like, escape routes and stuff.
Okay, so it's a very large cavern. Other than the buildings that are piled up on cut-off giant stalagmites, so that's the base that they've built these huts on. But other than that, you could pretty much run in any direction and get out of the village. It doesn't seem that enclosed. There's definitely no fortifications around the edges or anything like that.
All right, climb up the ladder.
You hear in the back,
don't worry, Dagon, it'll all work out. These people seem really nice. Go for it.
I think you're right.
Great. Think positive, that's what I say.
Wait a minute.
So yeah, there's a rope ladder.
Climbs up said rope ladder.
Okay, easy peasy. You climb up. It's a single room house, and all of the sleeping quarters are up, tucked up against the wall. In the middle, there's a little bit of a fire, although it's not a fire that you're used to seeing where there's the smoke that comes up. It appears that they're burning some of this mushroom, and it's kind of a sizzly, sparkling, almost like a firework kind of experience, like those sticks that they have. They gesture for you to sit down next to this fire. Kaylee zips up the ladder behind you. Skankra, you are at the bottom of the ladder. What would you like to do?
You know what? I'm going to stay down, and maybe I'll take this opportunity to meditate.
Okay. Runnus says,
don't be afraid, Skankra. It'll all work out. These people seem like nice people.
No. You go ahead. I'm going to stay here and look out for the wizard.
Okay. Do you want me to stay with you? I could keep you safe.
No. I will keep you safe. It's time that I start pulling my weight.
Oh, I know you will. You're a good guy.
I sure am.
And he climbs up the ladder rather slowly because it's super heavy, but he makes his way up.
Does Dagon hear all this shit that Runnus is saying?
Yeah, he's not being quiet or anything.
I want to look at Runnus and figure out what the fuck is wrong with his brain.
Skankro might be a nice guy. You don't know.
Yeah, no, I want to try to understand shit.
I have proven effective at making things happen every time.
I would say perception or insight, whichever one you want to...
I like insight. Insight... Oh, okay, 15.
Okay. Runnus is standing in the room, looking around with a big grin on his face. He's bending over and interacting with the young one, poking his fingers, and the young one's grabbed a finger, and he's smiling and waving at some of the other villagers that are in this room.
This looks really nice. That fire's really cool. I wonder if they have any food. I'm kind of hungry.
I can cook something.
No, thanks. The last thing you did was really good, and I appreciate it, but that's enough for now, I think. It wasn't really that good.
No, it was very dry and sticky. Gross. But Kaylee, what's going on with Runnus?
You know what? I think he decided to embrace the way life is, right?
Okay.
I've been telling him for years to not be such a sourpuss, and now he's smiling. I haven't seen him smile in years. It's great.
That doesn't make you nervous?
Smiling doesn't make me nervous, no.
If smiling makes you nervous, you might have a guilty conscience.
You're not there. You're sitting down meditating with somebody's stolen crystal.
Who?
Ha ha ha. So the creatures come forward. They offer you a platter of dried mushroom bits. Actually seems rather appetizing.
Gross.
I know. I wouldn't eat it naturally, but the way they present it is really cool. And they're all glowing different colors. Runa says,
oh, yes, please. The ones that are green taste different than the ones that are glowing red. It's so cool. This one tastes sparkly. You have to try this.
Dagon wants to look at the food and see if it's going to mess with my brain or something.
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
Look at food.
Yeah, food terror.
Look at food.
I don't think Dagon would be this cautious about food.
Dagon has been thrown.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I rolled a 10 total anyway, so I'm just going to dive right in and eat it all.
There you go.
It tastes great.
Mm.
It's got like a salted jerky, but the textures are really interesting.
Yeah.
And he's right. The different colors have totally different flavors. Really interesting.
Mm. Meanwhile, Dagon starts drawing pictures of the racist dwarf that we're following.
Okay.
And then like also drawing pictures of us farther back, but trying to chase them.
Yep.
And then pointing at the racist dwarf and be like, to the guy.
I think it is essential that you actually make these pictures. And we can post them on social media for us all to enjoy Dagon's drawings.
Yeah, okay, sure.
So the same one that has been trying to communicate from the start sits down next to you and looks down at where you're motioning and looks back up at you and looks down again and then puts its hand out and points to its hand and then flickers a bunch of lights at you. And points to his hand again and then flickers some more lights at you.
He wants to make out.
He starts drawing on his hand. You know, I'm going to Helen Keller the shit out of this.
Okay.
Draw pictures in his palm or some shit.
What sort of a bonus do you get on Helen Kellering the shit out of something? Is that like a wisdom thing? Is it a constitution thing?
Yeah.
Keep trying, Dagon. You'll do it. I have faith.
Roll Helen Keller.
Go ahead and do insight again. That's fine. So, Skankra, everyone sounds like they're having a great time up in there. There's even faint music and a lot of...
Oh.
Sounds great.
Run is shouting encouragement. So what are you doing?
I'm meditating, duh.
Okay.
I want my ring, bitch.
So go ahead and roll
investigation, performance, persuasion, religion, maybe?
Yeah, why not? A little bit of religion never hurt anyone.
18.
18, great. You sit down and you focus and you pull yourself into yourself. You see the core motivations behind a lot of your life choices and you are gaining a lot of perspective on who is Skankra really. Outwardly, you're open, but it's sort of a false kind of open where you're carefully protecting the inner core of what Skankra is. You're definitely pondering the actions, and you're like, why do you instinctively react with color spray whenever you meet the unknown? But no visions, no nothing.
Ah, daggummit.
So by this time, if Helen Kellering the shit out of this situation didn't work, Dagon would be like arranging the various brightly colored mushrooms to represent people and then like pointing at a mushroom and pointing himself and pointing to a mushroom, pointing himself and then pointing to Kaylee and pointing to a mushroom and then pointing to Runnis and pointing to a mushroom and then getting a bad mushroom in front.
So they actually pick up on that one. They start bringing pieces of mushroom and identifying themselves as the mushroom, and they've arranged it in the same pattern that everyone is sitting in the room.
Ah, yeah.
Dagon, your mushroom is glowing pink, by the way.
Nice. Yes, exactly.
You picked a green one, but then they found a pink one and put it in your hand.
Yes. Yeah, so then I, like, start trying to, you know... What's that game where you meme shit with mushrooms?
Charades?
It says moo.
I'm like doing a mushroom puppet show right now. Like with a full on, you know, mushroom cast walking down caverns and shit.
Mushroom puppet show.
A mushroom puppet show.
Mushroom puppet show, trying to describe what just happened.
Come one and all, children and families, come enjoy the Dagon mushroom puppet show.
Exactly, that's exactly what's happening.
Okay, roll performance, I guess.
Great, that's a charisma-based thing, of which I'm minus two.
Sure is.
Okay. Oh, damn it. Six.
Dagan's Mushroom Puppet Show. It's disappointing and confusing.
Yeah, it's panned by the reviewers, but a couple people who are really into it. They're following along, but they kind of get lost about halfway through as you drone off into non sequiturs.
As you Dagan the crap out of it. Instead of Helen Kellering the shit out of it, you just Dagan the shit out of it.
That's right.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Daganed it up.
So one of the creatures stands up, and this one has a headdress on. The other creatures step back. They're obviously deferring to this one. It has a necklace that have metal pieces on the necklace. Mm. Dagan, go ahead and roll perception.
Perception. Nine.
Sorry, nine doesn't do it. Doesn't that metal look familiar, Runneth? And Runneth goes,
I don't know. It's pretty. I like it.
Did they have your crystal? They might have your crystal.
You're not there.
It brings out your eyes, sir. Actually, you don't have eyes, but it brings them out anyway. And it looks great. I like your style. It's chilling me out.
He has no idea. But this creature comes up and pulls one of the pieces of metal off of its necklace and hands it to you, Dagan.
Oh.
Dagan, roll strength.
Okay. 22.
Okay, it doesn't pull your hand to the ground, but it's way heavier than it should be.
Whoa!
It's a piece of metal about the size of a billiard ball, but it weighs about as much as an anvil.
Holy mackerel. Runnus, check out this metal. It's super duper heavy. It's kind of like that thing Skanky picked up, maybe?
Sure. I remember that for sure. Okay. Whoa, that's a really heavy piece of metal. That's amazing. It's heavy and it's metal, all right. I know about metal, right?
Skanky, get your ass in here.
Oh, sure. Happy to help.
Bring that spinner.
Of course. I really want to contribute.
And since you are so balanced and in touch with yourself, you do feel like contributing now would be a wise thing to do.
Oh, yes.
So you're at the bottom of this ladder. Are you wanting to head up there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a great plan, except for you don't know how. If you're facing death by dragon breath, it's a gamble for your life. You'll need a saving throw, saving throw, saving throw. You'll need a saving throw. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages and mythical creatures, feast your eyes and ears on the most amazing performance ever to grace the bowels of Underhaven. Dagan the Dwarf's Mushroom Puppet Show!
Yeah.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll be confused, but don't worry, so will he! Is he a dwarf? Is he an orc? Neither! He's the unholy alliance between the two, and he's here to show off what becomes of that offspring! What does it mean? Where did he get the mushrooms? Who cares? Come on, come all to Dagan's Mushroom Puppet Show!
Friends?
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Wisdom of One.
This contraption you have here between me and you, how does this work?
So the one that you rolled earlier in the episode, the Book of Random says you have lost the ability to use ladders or stairs.
Skanky, hurry up! Bring that spanner! I'm gonna come get it!
And then Dagan runs out. He's like,
what's going on?
You're not getting shit. If you want me to look at something with a spanner, you bring it down to me.
Well, climb these freaking ladders, then let's go.
I choose not to.
Why?
They're saying climb this thing? It's something about breathing light through the top of your head or something?
I don't understand what you're talking about. Bring it closer to me and I will span it.
Dagan climbs down the ladder and then says,
go up the ladder.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He picks Skankra up and carries him up the frickin' ladder.
Okay.
Oh, so that's how you do it. Wow.
So somehow this glowing pink creature has the ability to levitate with the use of just simple ropes and mechanics. It's bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're in the room?
I learned this in the monk box.
And Skankra, you recognize right away that it definitely looks like the same type of metal that you have in your pouch.
Oh yeah, I got some of that shit.
Skanky, you should show them yours.
All right, hey, check this out.
Okay, Skankra, roll a performance.
Finally something I'm good at. Shit, 13.
13. You hear all throughout the room, and lots of flickering light.
Indeed.
But they don't drop to their knees in worship because you didn't roll well.
God damn it! God, that is the most... No! That's the worst! That's all I want!
No, that's the best!
All Skankra wants in the entire universe. One die roll and I don't get my wildest dreams. Entitlement. And this is how I should be treated.
You were that close to being a god.
I am a god. I was that close to people knowing it.
Yeah. Okay, so, but they definitely feel positively towards you, slap you on the back, give you food, embrace you into the group.
I am awesome.
Yeah. And then they roll out sleeping mats and stuff for everybody, and they're all just relaxing. There's a really good drink that they've been passing around that is glowing this purple glow. It has a sweet smell, and Kaylee is like, "This is just like juice." And she takes a drink. She says,
"You, that's really amazing. This thing is going. I'm gonna go lie down."
And she goes and lays down on the mat.
It's like quad wuggum.
That's right.
Quad wuggum.
What's that? No, thanks. I don't drink. It messes with my head, you know. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Is that the issue? Is he just sober for the first time?
Yeah, maybe.
Kaylee is snoring now on the outskirts of the room.
On the part where the air gets hard?
Yes, that's right.
Underneath you?
I certainly don't want to stop. This is great. I'm having a good time. And I love being around people that I appreciate.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a logical thing to do would be you guys take a sleep. Or why don't we leave them there to sleep and go out and search the area for the wizard?
Okay.
Actually, you can go by yourself. I'm going to take a drink of this purple shit.
What?
And go to bed.
I'll go with you, Skankra. I'm not tired. And I can keep you safe because you're not a fighter. And you seem to think that you are.
I'm a death machine.
But I'm wearing plate and I can keep you safe. You're a good guy. I don't want anything to happen to you.
Oh, blah.
Oh, wait. Shit. I've got this damn collar. Oh, I guess I'll have to go with you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That was my plan.
But that hurts both of you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is a compromise I'm willing to make.
Constitution is going to outwin the other.
Do we leave Kaylee here, or, you know?
She's not going anywhere. These people seem like great people. I trust them.
I take out the mushrooms that represent everybody, and I try to meme that, like, Kaylee's going to stay asleep, and we're going to look around, and then come back, and then go to sleep, and then I wave.
Mushroom puppet show!
Okay. The leader picks back up the cue ball sized piece of metal, attaches it to his necklace, and stands back up again. Mm-hmm. And you see that there are 5 or 6 other pieces of metal on the necklace, which makes you wonder how he's able to walk around carrying all that.
Yeah.
He flashes at 2 of his guards. They're standing there with spears and they have stone daggers at their hip. And they step forward and follow you out the front door.
Mm-hmm.
So they are following you.
Dagon pats them on the back and be like, "Aha!
Aha!"
Just on the way out.
Aha! Friends?
Yeah, and they flash colors at you again. Dagon, are you carrying Skankra down the ladder?
How high is it off the ground?
It's about 15 feet or so.
I, like, keep pushing him towards the ladder and said, "Climb, you idiot, what's wrong with you?"
Floating disc.
Yeah, that is how you get down, isn't it?
Did you realize you had feather fall?
Feather fall is just something I just want to know that I have. I don't ever want to use it.
Okay.
They can just boot him off the platform.
So, are you doing an attack? Are you going to push him off?
Yeah, I just push him off.
Okay.
So what would that be, a melee attack?
Melee attack, but we won't roll damage.
Shit. 7.
Okay.
Sleep.
Oh my god. Are you serious?
You just attacked me.
Okay, so Dagon, you go to sleep.
At least until somebody shakes me.
He fell asleep. He must be tired. Here, Skycrow, would you like me to carry you and him down the ladder?
That would be great, because I don't understand how this contraption works, and it seems strange.
Don't worry about it. You're good at other things, and a nice guy, so I'll carry you down.
Thank you so much. It's very kind of you.
So yeah, he carries you down, climbs back up, carries Dagon down. The two guards are staring at each other with, like, hands in the air with clear... And they zip down the thing. So he's carrying Dagon like a baby. What direction do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Well, first off, Ronis.
Yes?
One of the things that I think makes us unsafe in this world is these wristbands that tie us together. And I think for the good of the party, we're gonna have to deal with the wristband. Does that make sense?
Oh, of course. Wouldn't want to be unsafe.
No, certainly not. And I feel like the most efficient way to do that would be to remove Dagon's wristband.
Oh, sure.
All right, so if you just hold his wrist steady, do you have like an axe or a sword or something?
I have a hammer, big giant hammer.
That doesn't seem kind. All right, so I'll just do it with my dagger here.
Okay.
Great, I cut off his hand.
Okay, so everyone roll initiative.
Oh, great.
12.
21.
You're asleep. You initiate shit.
So Runnus lays Dagon carefully down on the ground. The guards again are looking at each other with their hands in the air, wondering what the hell you guys are doing. Runnus stretches out Dagon's arm very gently. He's brushing his forehead, comforting strokes. Skankra, you are preparing your dagger when Runnus slashes at you with his open hand.
Hey!
Will a 19 hit?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that is... Oh, you lucky duck.
Not dead yet!
Oh wait, you're not so lucky. 13 points of damage.
I'm dead yet! Good night!
His hand turns this darkish blue.
Whoa.
And whirs up and catches you square under the chin.
Whoa.
Lifts you about 5 feet in the air, and you do the perfect horizontal floating in the air thing for a second and then land flat on your back.
Oh, shit!
And his whole body ripples and turns blue in these yellow eyes. He stands up about 2 feet taller than he was when he climbed down the ladder.
This might be a problem.
I knew something was fucked.
Sorry, Skankra, that was your round, I guess.
By round, yeah, you mean life.
That was your life.
One of the guards steps forward, jams his spear into the midsection of this creature. 8 points of damage. Yeah, Dagon, you have a chance of waking up.
So, sleep. There really isn't a save. It's supposed to last a minute, but I don't know what happens if the spellcaster dies.
We should definitely, like, know that for most of my spells.
Have you ever heard of Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
No, go ahead and do a wisdom save, because, I mean, stuff is going on now that people might not sleep through.
Wow. I just wisdomed the shit out of that. Wisdom of 20, baby.
Your eyes snap open. You are lying down at the feet of this creature with glowing yellow eyes, dark bluish, long limbs, claws at the end of his fingertips. Skankra is laying down on the job. The other guard dropped the spear in surprise and has pulled out his stone knife.
Okay, Dagon's turn?
Yes, Dagon, your turn.
Dagon screams as loud as he can, Kaylee! And then I'm going to stab it with the magic knife first, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to use a martial attack as the second thing.
Okay.
Knifey stabby thing is 24 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
So it'll be 8 points of magic stabby damage.
Okay.
And then will a 17 hit?
Yes.
So this is with the magic fist of Copper Lion.
Mm-hmm. Magic fist of fury.
Which would be 5 damage.
And then roll a 1d8 additional ice damage.
Bum, 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 ba, da, bum, bum.
And then additional ice damage is 2 ice damage.
Okay, great.
Damn it.
So this creature stumbles back a little bit. And you hear stirring up there.
Don't worry, guys. I'll save you.
And you hear... as someone has fallen down the ladder.
She doesn't get it either, okay? Not everyone understands the ladder.
That's right. Crazy device. But you're still laying on your back?
Well, no, I would have, like, ninja jumped up to my feet like a ninja monk.
Okay, that sounds like somebody that needs a roll.
Okay. Say, 19.
Great. So, yeah, you do the perfect stereotypical flip onto your feet. So this creature swings at you with both of his hands, so 2 attacks.
Whoa.
One misses for sure. Mm. The second one, I assume a 23 will hit?
Yeah.
Okay. 6 points of damage.
Wow! Where's Ronus? I need help!
Oh, have faith. You'll make it. No problem.
Comes out of the mouth of this creature.
Yeah.
Skankra, you want to do a death save?
Oh, fun!
You should be used to these.
Yeah.
I'm still participating. I'm closer to death.
All right, there's one.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Oh, nice. Okay. The guard with the spear leaps up and jams the spear into the side of the leg of this creature and twists it in a way that makes the creature go down on one knee.
Sweet.
And pins it to the ground. For everyone's next turn, they have advantage striking him.
Ah, nice. I'm going to take good advantage of that.
Yeah, you have advantage on your saving throw.
I could use it.
No, don't give him that advantage. I want him dead.
D-E-D.
Deady dead.
Hey, you know, maybe Skankross 7's going to be like your best friend.
Yeah, maybe.
Kaylee stumbles back up to her feet. You know how you can run in a straight line, but it's still sort of an arc?
When you've had some of the mushroom goo?
If you've ever been around really drunk people, they can accomplish these physical feats that just don't make mathematical sense.
It's remarkable.
She runs up behind him, pulls out her daggers, whoa, and plunges both of them into the side of his neck on either side.
Ooh, she should drunk fight always.
Yeah.
This is how I train, so I guess this is why I'm good at it.
Yeah, wow. So he's in really bad shape now.
Way of the drunken master.
But still technically alive. So, Dagon, your turn.
Dagon is gonna, you know, the ice fist glowing, try to spend some time to do that, and try to punch him super duper hard.
Awesome.
Break him of the face.
Remember, you have advantage.
Oh, right. 20, not natural.
Yes, definitely hits.
Okay. 7 points.
Okay.
Damn it.
So you punch him in the chest and he falls back onto his back in a cloud of frozen mist, and he is done.
We did it!
Where's Ronus?
I think you just killed him.
Wait. What's happening with his body?
It's about 7 feet tall. The skin is this sort of flexible, rubbery sort of thing. It definitely doesn't look like flesh. And doesn't really have any possessions.
Dagon starts using the magic knife to cut it open to see if Runus is inside.
Okay. Nope, it is not, and now it's a horrible mess.
I could make something really delicious out of that.
His blood is purplish. The only thing that you notice is that his eyes are still sort of glowing a yellowish glow, and they don't look like eyes. They look like stones.
I guess somebody should go medicine Skanky over there.
Yeah, medicine me.
How many death saves has he had to do?
He's had one. Don't worry, Skankra. I'll help you. Help. I'm helpful.
Yeah, you got this, Kaylee.
So, I have disadvantage. Which is a shame, because I would have done well otherwise. So, no, I didn't help at all.
God damn it. Fine.
All right, so I'm going to roll medicine.
Okay.
15.
I'm alive!
Or stabilized, anyway.
So, Skankro, you are stabilized. You're not alive, but you don't have to do any more death saves.
Aw.
Kaylee, so, where the hell is Runnus?
He was with you, and then we killed him. I'm confused.
Yeah, he turned into evil guy.
Wasn't he talking all weird?
We are really left with the brains of the operation.
Yeah, exactly.
Mulder and Scully here are going to solve this.
Well, the truth is out there somewhere.
I believe I'm going to throw up.
Meanwhile, since Skanky is unconscious, right?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to take the spanner to see where Runnus went to.
And then we'll take Skankra's spanner.
Hey, can I roll fuck off?
And accidentally on purpose use the magic lens.
So go ahead and roll investigation.
Yeah, yeah.
So you look at him through the red lens and you see that he's cooling off. You look at him through the purple lens and you see a purple glow coming from his pouch.
Mm.
And you look at him through the yellow lens and you see a strong yellow glow coming from his pouch and then a medium glow coming from a pocket on his leg.
Well, I mean,
you have average intelligence. That all makes sense. Move on.
So I'll just, damn it. All right, I'm going to do an evens odds thing. Evens, no, fuck that. I'm looking at the magic shit.
So in the pouch, he has a crystal of 6 colors and 6 sides.
Well, that's so crazy. I can't believe there are 2 of these things.
But I also have one that you're not entitled to.
Wow, that's really bizarre.
How much does Deegan actually know that this is obviously his?
You've seen enough Skankra to know. Because remember, he was trying to pickpocket you, and you punched him out in the act,
yeah.
Too. So
average.
Yep, definitely just taking it. And then I'm going to leave him exactly where he is and use the predator vision to start looking for evidence of Runnus.
Roughly where are you going to look for him?
First, I'm going to walk back the path around the pond and then towards the wall.
Cool. Kaylee curls up next to Skankra and starts snoring again.
Great. So it's just me with 9 hit points. Great.
Well, the 2 guards actually follow you.
Oh, nice.
So with the spanner, that's definitely advantage. So roll perception.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, advantage. That's a natural 20.
Yay.
And a 6. So I'll take the natural 20.
Yeah.
Come on, Book of Random.
That's a good one. So I will tell it to you because there's no way I'm going to remember by the time this actually gets used. So, Dagan, the next door that you attempt to open or that you need to open will automatically explode into a pile of burning embers.
Boy, I hope it's not the heart of a lady.
And you can do that at will. It's not literally the next door you come across. It's the next door that you are needing to open.
Nice.
And you see a figure curled up under a very thin pile of rocks and debris, but you can still see the heat emanating out through the rocks. And you brush it off, and there is the breathing, unconscious body of Runnus, still in his armor and all of his possessions.
Oh, shit! Runnus!
I, like, try to wake him up.
You're not gonna pickpocket him?
He never tried to pickpocket me and steal my shit. My magic diamond or crystal thingy.
I don't think you can prove that.
So he is not dead, but he's also not waking up.
Okay.
I'm gonna carry him back to camp then.
So now you have an unconscious Skankra, a sleeping Kaylee, and an unconscious Runnus.
I mean...
We're crushing it.
Are we in a relatively comfortable spot?
Yeah. The guards climb up this fangled ladder device, and they come down with cloaks, and they cover everybody up. And they put a ring of glowing stones around you, and you're not quite sure what that's about, but you feel kind of safer with it there.
Steal them!
I say thank you in whatever way I can, and I just, like, sort of prop a bunch of bodies up as pillows, and just, you know, I'm gonna sleep.
How would you say thank you in the mushroom puppet show?
Yeah, I just, like, bend the mushrooms over, like they're bowing and, you know, doing all sorts of things or something.
Before you sink off to sleep, the leader comes down the ladder device and looks at the corpse of this creature, obviously examining it, is flashing lights and stuff at you, and is making it sound like, and pulls out a stone knife and reaches down and cuts out the eyes. He's holding two of these stone eyes. One he puts in the pouch, and the other one he hands to you, Dagan.
I, like, cock my head and go,
The leader puts his fingertips to his mouth, like in an eating position, and shakes his head no.
So Dagan puts it up to his lips and is like, oh, and he's like, oh, and he puts it in his pocket?
He pats you on the head and then climbs back up the ladder.
Good job, animal handling.
Don't eat it.
No. Drop it.
You stole the diamond from a concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. You stole the gold from the dwarven graves, then got yourself lost in the caves. You got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run.
Yeah.
Are you recording, Scott?
Yeah.
All right. So, see if we remember the song. Yeah.
Children are innocents, yeah. A teenager's fucked up in the head. Adults are even more fucked up. And elderlies are like children. Will there be another race to come along and take over for us? Maybe Skankrock could do better than we've done. We'll make great pets.
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 We're like the dinosaurs, only we are doing ourselves in much faster than they ever did. We'll make great pets.
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 You'll make great pets.
We'll make great pets!
Perfect!
I think it was perfect.
It was really perfect. Oh my god.
Thanks for listening to Wisdom of One. If you enjoyed our particular brand of nonsense, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcasting service. We can be found online at wisdomofonepodcast.com. and on Instagram and Facebook at Wisdom of One Podcast. You can email us at info@wisdomofonepodcast.com. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode in which Dagon and Skankrock get into a petty squabble about nothing, ignore all of Sean's plot points, and most likely wind up dead.